New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg earlier this year proposed a ban on food and beverage plastic foam containers or polystyrene foam. These are the ubiquitous takeout containers from restaurants and other food places. Republican State Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb says taking these food containers out of New York City takes jobs out of his Finger Lakes region in upstate New York.
Representing my district and upstate and jobs in general, that this ban is not necessary. And certainly I think it's an overreach by the Bloomberg administration. And basically this is just a pet project of the mayor. And I think he has lost sight of the fact that, this is going to impact jobs in a very hasty public policy move.
Kolb spoke Monday at a seven-hour New York City Council Committee on Sanitation and Solid Waste Management hearing.
Quite frankly, when we look at, the needs of New York City versus the needs of upstate, in my district, there is a landfill that takes in a significant amount of refuse off the hands of New York City residents. And my view is that how would you like it if all of a sudden we said, no, we're not going to take any of your refuse in upstate because we think it's a bad idea. And I think that would be a financial detriment to the city and its residents.
Laura Hyde is a senior environmental associate at the New York Public Interest Research Group, which supports the ban.
You know, when it gets into the waste, it's a problem as litter. It breaks down into fine particles. It gets into waterways, and they're finding it in a lot of marine wildlife. You know, they are dying because of ingesting all these plastic pellets. It's also very expensive. It takes up a lot of space in our landfills. If you burn it, it releases toxic chemicals. So the problem is that recycling polystyrene, while it might be technically possible, simply is not economically feasible.
Kolb, who says this is the first proposed ban out of New York City that he has vocally opposed, says two manufacturing facilities in his district could take a hit.
And we have two major employers in my district, Pactiv and Commodore, and they employ, I think, not only them, but other companies in New York State, close to 1,600 private sector jobs, families that would be at risk if this ban was to go into effect, because a principal part of their business is supplying the polystyrene containers, or as known as the styrofoam, the trademark styrofoam containers.
Eric Goldstein is a senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council, another supporter of the ban.
The city council speaker has supported this and called polystyrene cups like cockroaches, meaning we assume that they are just around and they'll be around forever, and they break into these little pieces and they're so difficult to clean up and expensive for municipalities to control from a litter standpoint. The incoming mayor, Bill de Blasio, has indicated he is supportive of this legislation. There have been 100 municipalities around the country that have, for a variety of litter control, environmental, and cost reasons, decided that the 21st century waste stream could get along just fine without polystyrene foam food containers.
Kolb says it makes more sense to take a broader look at the recycling and waste stream picture.
And I think that this is a very small pinprick, if you will, when there is much larger wounds to be closed in the recycling efforts in New York City and general refuse generation, not just in New York City, but across the state.
The NRDC's Goldstein stresses that recycling styrofoam is difficult, and there are several readily available replacement-type containers kinder to the environment without being costly. However, some of the ban's opponents, such as Restaurant Action Alliance NYC and the National Federation of Independent Business, cite costs to their businesses of nearly twice as high if the ban were to go into effect. Goldstein contends West Coast municipalities with such a ban have little cost differences in either direction. New York City would not be the first in the state to have this type of ban. Suffolk County on Long Island enacted in 1988 a ban on all food containers or other packaging made of polystyrene or polyvinyl chloride. In Albany County, a new law will prohibit chain establishments from selling any prepared food or drink in a polystyrene foam container. The Times Union reports that the ban, effective in 6 months, passed the county legislature in mid-November and only applies to businesses with at least 15 locations nationally. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.